Blackstone Audio presents Moonheart by Charles de Lint. This book is read by Richard Powers. For Marianne, who helps it happen. Part 1. The Wren's Thistle Cloak. Tell me, where is fancy bred, or in the heart, or in the head? William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. Sarah Kendall once read somewhere that the tale of the world is like a tree. The tale, she understood, did not so much mean the niggling occurrences of daily life. Rather, it encompassed the grand stories that caused some change in the world and were remembered in ensuing years as, if not histories, at least folk tales and myths. By such reasoning, Winston Churchill could take his place in British folklore alongside the legendary Robin Hood. Merlin Ambrosius had as much validity as Martin Luther. The scope of their influence might differ, but they were all a part of the same tale. Though in later years she never could remember who had written that analogy of tale to tree, the image stayed with her. It was so easy to envision. Sturdily rooted in the past, the tale's branches spread out through the days to come. The many stories that make up its substance unfold from bud to leaf to dry memory and back again, event connecting event like the threadwork of a spider's web, so that each creature of the world plays its part. Understanding only aspects of the overall narrative and perceiving, each with its particular talents, only glimpses of the great mysteries.